Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 7. Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est toujours Pierre-Benoît. Je n'ai pas changé de nom.
Bah, c'est bien alors. Oui. Comment vas-tu ?
Oh, bah, ça va bien, ça va bien. Petite semaine chargée parce que j'ai beaucoup travaillé. Mais bon, j'ai le week-end qui arrive, donc c'est très bien. Et toi, comment vas-tu ?
Ben, aujourd'hui, j'ai la pêche, donc c'est bien. Avoir la pêche, a great phrase, to have the peach. On peut dire aussi avoir la banane.
Avoir la banane, avoir la frite.
Avoir la frite. And all of these mean to be feeling peachy, to be ready, yeah, ready for the day ahead. So yeah.
I always think when it's related to food, you know, la pêche, la frite, la banane. Can you say you're full of the beans?
Full of beans, not the beans, but just full of beans. Unless you're full of particular beans. But anyway, let's move on. Today, we are following the journey of Charlotte, Lucas and Théo as they travel around the north of France and they're visiting Mont-Saint-Michel today. And we will listen to the text as usual and then talk about the language contained in that text. Alors, tu es prêt, Pierre-Benoît?
Moi, je suis toujours prêt, toujours partant.
Ok, allez, c'est parti.
Ce matin, c'est le chant des oiseaux qui m'a réveillée. Ne sachant pas trop où je me trouvais, j'ai regardé par la fenêtre et j'ai vu des champs à perte de vue. Mais oui, c'est vrai, nous sommes en pleine campagne, à quelques kilomètres du Mont-Saint-Michel, dans une petite ferme rénovée. Quel bonheur ces vacances! On a chacun enfilé un gros pull pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans le jardin, avant le départ vers l'abbaye du Mont-Saint-Michel. En effet, l'abbaye se trouve au sommet de ce magnifique îlot rocheux qui porte le nom du Mont-Saint-Michel. Il n'est pas difficile de comprendre en quoi ce lieu est considéré comme sacré. En fait, j'ai eu l'impression d'avoir été emportée dans un monde féerique. Nous avons beaucoup aimé nous promener dans les rues à l'intérieur des fortifications. Pour finir la journée en beauté, Lucas et Théo m'avaient préparé une surprise. Comme c'est mon anniversaire dans une semaine, ils ont réservé un tour en montgolfière. J'en rêve depuis toute petite. Après une vue aérienne époustouflante du Mont-Saint-Michel et un coucher de soleil magnifique, je sens que ce soir, je vais vraiment bien dormir dans ma chambre d'hôte.
Oh là là, ça me rend jaloux, hein.
Oui, ça fait des envieux, hein, ce petit tour en montgolfière là avec la vue époustouflante. Ouh, je suis sûr que toi tu aimerais prendre des photos comme ça, hein, une vue aérienne du Mont-Saint-Michel, c'est correct?
Exact. Tout à fait. OK, we'll get to that. Let's go back through the text from the beginning now.
Ce matin, c'est le chant des oiseaux qui m'a réveillé.
OK, this morning, c'est le chant des oiseaux. It's the song of the birds. So it's the bird song qui m'a réveillé, which woke me. Now, here we've got qui m'a réveillé, so that's the M apostrophe. The M apostrophe is, of course, referring to Charlotte, who's speaking. And it's réveiller quelqu'un, direct.
The direct object will have to make it that réveiller will have, Mark,
an extra E on the end, of course.
Oui.
So, c'est le chant des oiseaux qui m'a réveillé.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the song of the birds or the singing of the birds?
Yeah, the birds. Yeah, the singing of the birds, I suppose. The chirping, I don't know. Ooh, something
nice.
Like that.
Chirping. Ne sachant pas trop où je me trouvais, j'ai regardé par la fenêtre et j'ai vu des champs à perte de vue.
Okay, so we've got a lovely gerund here. Ne sachant pas trop où je me trouvais. So not knowing too much where I found myself. You know that feeling when you wake up, when you're traveling and you can't quite remember where you are for a moment. So ne sachant pas trop où je me trouvais. Not knowing too much where I was. J'ai regardé par la fenêtre. I looked out of the window. Et j'ai vu des champs à perte de vue. So I saw fields as far as the eye could see, à perte de vue.
Lovely expression, that, à perte de vue. Mais oui, c'est vrai. Nous sommes en pleine campagne, à quelques kilomètres du mont Saint-Michel, dans une petite ferme rénovée.
Okay, so she says, mais oui, c'est vrai, yes, it's true. Nous sommes en pleine campagne, we are in the heart of the countryside, à quelques kilomètres du Mont Saint-Michel, a few kilometers away from the Mont Saint-Michel, dans une petite ferme rénovée, so in a little restored farm, or farmhouse, I guess.
Quel bonheur ces vacances!
Quel bonheur. So, what a joy, these holidays. So, this trip is such a joy.
A delight.
A delight, yeah. Good.
Très bien. Yeah, rénover un bâtiment, it can be to restore, okay, to make it look better, okay, like the idea of renovation.
Can I just check, une petite ferme, she's really talking about the farmhouse as opposed to the farm with all the animals and everything else.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I mean, originally, before it was restored, maybe it was a farm that had animals, but I think here we understand that it's been restored and that it's used as a gîte or as a guest house.
Yep. Okay, let's continue on.
On a chacun enfilé un gros pull pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans le jardin avant le départ vers l'abbaye du Mont-Saint-Michel.
Okay, this is good. So, on a chacun enfilé. So, when you enfilé, then you're putting on, but you're putting yourself inside it almost. So, we each put on a gros pull, a big jumper, a pullover, pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans le jardin, in order to take the breakfast in the garden, so to have breakfast in the garden. Then this next part is interesting, and I'll tell you why. Avant le départ vers l'abbaye du Mont Saint-Michel. So here we've got before the departure towards the Mont Saint-Michel monastery. However, avant le départ, we've got before and then a noun. And what we sometimes find is that that is a really good way of avoiding a tricky situation in French. So for example, we could have said here, avant de partir, before leaving. But if we say, before she left, we did such and such, then we've got a tricky situation because we need to think about a subjunctive there.
Yeah, and even using the ne, the expletive ne as well. So
We do indeed, yeah, that's very, very tricky. So in order to avoid that, we can use the noun. Rather than saying, before she left, we all did such and such, we could say, before her departure, and make her leaving into a noun and avoid any difficulty with a subjunctive. So that's why it's good to see this avant le départ, making the action of leaving into a noun. And we can do the same with arriver, avant son arrivée, or something like that.
So here would be avant son départ if we're talking about a third person.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to know your possessive adjectives very well.
Indeed, indeed.
Can I ask you something, Mark? Okay,
yeah.
We could have added at the start of the sentence, on a chacun mis un gros pull, because mettre un pull, mettre un vêtement, is just to put on, you know, a piece of clothing. But enfiler, isn't that the idea in English? Like you slip something on, or you slip in something?
Yeah, I think you would, for example, I don't know, if you're going out to the bins, you would slip on your dressing gown or something like that over your pajamas. Is that the kind of thing you mean?
It could be something like you do very quickly, or something you do like enfilé. I mean, if maybe it's a thick jumper and you've got, you know, like a tight sock and you've got to put your foot in it, or if it's just been washed and the sock is not stretched properly, that's allez, enfile tes chaussettes. You know, chaussettes is socks, and it's quite, you know, it's quite tight. So here it's un gros pull because they're gonna be having breakfast and outside.
Can I just double check that enfilé, the literal meaning of enfilé is like to thread, as in threading a needle?
Oui, enfiler une aiguille, yeah.
Très bien, ok. Good, let's continue on then.
En effet, l'abbaye se trouve au sommet de ce magnifique îlot rocheux qui porte le nom du Mont Saint-Michel.
Ok, so en effet, in fact, so providing a little more information, l'abbaye se trouve au sommet de ce magnifique îlot rocheux. So we've got an îlot, which is a little island. If you've ever seen any photos of the Mont Saint-Michel, you know that it's a little island that's at the end of a kind of causeway that's sometimes covered over with water. And we get a little more information about that. So the abbey, or the monastery, is found at the top of this magnificent rocky island, or little island, qui porte le nom du Mont Saint-Michel, which carries the name, which has the name, or which is called the Mont Saint-Michel. And it is the Mont Saint-Michel. We talk about le Mont Saint-Michel.
Mm-hmm. Quite good, quite nice, the expression qui porte le nom de. Okay, so for a monument, okay, qui porte le nom de, it's the same as qui s'appelle, as you rightly pointed, Mark. But it's a nice we expression, different. Il n'est pas difficile de comprendre en quoi ce lieu est considéré comme sacré.
This is quite tricky. Il n'est pas difficile de comprendre, it's not difficult to understand, en quoi ce lieu est considéré comme sacré. What makes people consider this place as sacred?
We could have had pourquoi ce lieu est considéré comme sacré. Okay, that would have been a tiny difference, but it would have been why people consider it as a sacred monument.
Yep.
En fait, j'ai eu l'impression d'avoir été emporté dans un monde féerique.
So, in fact, en fait, here we had, en effet, earlier, en fait, here, j'ai eu l'impression, I had the impression, I got the impression, d'avoir été emporté, of having been carried off, dans un monde féerique. So, un monde féerique would be in a magical world, or an enchanting world, or something like that.
Yep, an enchanted world. Yes, yep, a magic world, yeah. Nous avons beaucoup aimé nous promener dans les rues à l'intérieur des fortifications.
So, nous avons beaucoup aimé, we really enjoyed nous promener, walking about, it's reflexive in French, but there's no reflexive idea in English, dans les rues, à l'intérieur des fortifications, in the streets, within the walls, within the fortifications of the abbey. Voilà.
Très bien.
Okay, we'll take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment to continue the text. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ok, let's finish off our text now.
Pour finir la journée en beauté, Lucas et Théo m'avaient préparé une surprise.
Ok, literally, to end the day in beauty. But there's a lovely phrase in English that we can use for this, Pierre Benoît, isn't there?
Yes. I'm thinking about it. It's kind of a, with to finish something with on a high note, isn't it?
That's right, to finish the day on a high note. Lucas et Théo m'avaient préparé une surprise. So they had prepared for me a surprise. Now, let's look at this a little more closely. It's a pluperfect tense. We've got the imperfect tense of the auxiliary verb avoir and the past participle. Now, m'avait préparé, what's going on here? What's the me in there?
Me is referring to Charlotte, Mark.
Mm-hmm. And do we prepare a surprise directly for someone, or do we prepare a surprise indirectly for someone?
I think you've got the answer is in your sentence there, because you put the word surprise. So the surprise is the direct object, which means the person that you're making the surprise to makes it indirect. So there is no agreement.
Exactly, yes. So we've got that object there, the surprise. They prepared a surprise for me. And we've also got the preposition for in English, which helps us reinforce that idea of it's me in the sense of indirect. So m'avait préparé une surprise. No agreement there.
Mark, can you explain to us how come it's a pluperfect that's needed there? And it's not just like Lucas et Théo m'ont préparé une surprise.
Well, if we think about when all of this happened, it's really important to be thinking about the sequence of the events here. So at this point, they ended the day, but previous to that, Luca and Theo had already done something. They had prepared the surprise before they got to that point of the day. And I would imagine Luca and Theo would be quite excited about revealing this surprise to Charlotte here, because it really is quite a surprise, isn't it?
Well, exactement. Okay, and I'm sure they had to book for that, so therefore we need the pluperfect here.
Okay, let's hear what the surprise was.
Comme c'est mon anniversaire dans une semaine, ils ont réservé un tour en montgolfière.
Okay, so comme c'est mon anniversaire dans une semaine, as it's my birthday in 1 week from now, ils ont réservé un tour en montgolfière. Now, we could have had here, ils avaient réservé un tour en montgolfière. They had reserved or booked a hot air balloon tour, Montgolfier, because, of course, the Montgolfier brothers who invented the hot air balloon.
J'en rêve depuis toute petite.
We've got a lovely grammatical sentence here. We've got rêver, the verb, meaning to dream, but it's in the present tense, and we've got an en in here as well. So I about it dream since very little. I've been dreaming about this since I was, in Charlotte's case, a little girl.
Yeah, there are two points here. We've got rêver de quelque chose. Therefore, when you mention it as a pronoun, you need to use the en pronoun, okay? And you also have the use of depuis with a present tense. Mark.
Fantastic.
On you go, Mark. Explain, when do we use depuis with a present?
Well, the thing is, Charlotte has been dreaming about this since she was a little girl, but she probably is still dreaming about it. So she's continuing to do that. If you say, je joue du piano depuis 20 ans, I have been playing the piano for 20 years. In English, we use this perfect idea, the perfect tense, I have been doing something. But in French, we stick with a present and we go, I do something since. So, Jean rêve depuis toute petite.
Très, très bien. Très, très bien. I think it's quite tricky. The idea of remembering to use the present, okay, with depuis. When it's an action that started in the past, but it's still valid, still continuing in the present. Okay, a great grammatical point there.
Good. Okay, let's continue.
Après une vue aérienne époustouflante du mont Saint-Michel et un coucher de soleil magnifique, je sens que ce soir, je vais vraiment bien dormir dans ma chambre d'hôte.
Okay, so après une vue aérienne époustouflante, so we've got two adjectives here. It's a vue aérienne, so an aerial view, and it was époustouflante, breathtaking, gobsmacking, or something like that. So it's a fantastic and amazing view of the Mont Saint-Michel from the air. Et, en plus, un coucher de soleil magnifique and a magnificent sunset. Je sens que ce soir, I think, or I feel like, I get the feeling that this evening, je vais vraiment bien dormir dans ma chambre d'hôte. I'm going to really sleep well in my guest house.
Très bien. Quelle chance. Hein. Oui. Un tour en Montgolfière.
Oui, beaucoup de chance. Okay, let's have a listen again to the whole text and we'll see what we understand this time.
Ce matin, c'est le chant des oiseaux qui m'a réveillée. Ne sachant pas trop où je me trouvais, j'ai regardé par la fenêtre et j'ai vu des champs à perte de vue. Mais oui, c'est vrai, nous sommes en pleine campagne, à quelques kilomètres du Mont Saint-Michel, dans une petite ferme rénovée. Quel bonheur ces vacances! On a chacun enfilé un gros pull pour prendre le petit déjeuner dans le jardin, avant le départ vers l'abbaye du Mont Saint-Michel. En effet, l'abbaye se trouve au sommet de ce magnifique îlot rocheux qui porte le nom du Mont Saint-Michel. Il n'est pas difficile de comprendre en quoi ce lieu est considéré comme sacré. En fait, j'ai eu l'impression d'avoir été emportée dans un monde féerique. Nous avons beaucoup aimé nous promener dans les rues à l'intérieur des fortifications. Pour finir la journée en beauté, Lucas et Théo m'avaient préparé une surprise. Comme c'est mon anniversaire dans une semaine, ils ont réservé un tour en Montgolfière. J'en rêve depuis toute petite. Après une vue aérienne époustouflante du Mont Saint-Michel et un coucher de soleil magnifique, je sens que ce soir, je vais vraiment bien dormir dans ma chambre d'hôte.
Eh ben dis donc Marc, je crois que Charlotte va faire de beaux rêves.
Je suis d'accord. I think I would also make some beautiful dreams. I would have some great dreams if I had that afternoon and the evening that they seem to have experienced at the Mont Saint-Michel. Okay, don't forget that you can also check out the premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and that includes the lesson notes with further explanations and examples of the words and phrases used, and also our video version where you can repeat each sentence after Charlotte as she reads and practice your pronunciation. Now you can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And remember, each week we're posting photos on our Instagram account of the beautiful places visited by Charlotte and her friends. So make sure you check that out and please let us know if you've visited these destinations. Search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And we're also posting the travel diary photos from our other travel diaries, the French, these are the French, the Italian, German and Spanish travel diaries on the Instagram account too. Okay, that's it for this episode. We will be back next time with another episode when they are off to the town of Tours. And I'll tell you something about that next week. But until then, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Au revoir.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.